Richard, one of the major factors that affects how the international community views what's going on in Gaza is how much access we have to information about what's happening in Gaza, how many images we get, how close reporters can get. It's important to note that you are not inside Gaza, that you are on the Israel border, close to Gaza. Have you heard anything about whether or not Israel will lift the restrictions on allowing foreign journalists into Gaza?
Every single day, reporters have been petitioning to the Israeli government to ask for access. I've called every day and said, when are we going to be allowed in? And one Israeli official had an interesting explanation of this. He said that right now, Israel doesn't want foreign journalists or journalists in general inside the Gaza Strip reporting about the humanitarian situation in there, reporting about the military activities, partly for tactical reasons. They don't want anyone giving away battle details, which is understandable, but mostly to try and manage the image. And the Israelis have timed this out. This official told me that he expects this operation, while negotiations are taking place, will last several more days, and that after that, reporters would eventually be allowed in. But at that stage, Israel is assuming the United States will mostly be focused on all of the coverage around the inauguration, and that viewers simply won't care at that point.
Wow, that's the kind of strategic decision you don't think about when you think about military operations, but I guess that's almost as important as anything else.